This is RSBNB Update, episode 306, recorded Friday, April 29th, 2011. Higher and higher into space. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of RSBNB Update. Thanks for being with us. Paul is here this week, who is known as... Okay, good. You stepped right in at the right time to prevent me from doing the rest of your introduction.
Yeah. Known as SilverWiz9, PFK99's Wizzy.
And?
I'm not going to say it.
That's okay. I'm sure you've done stupider things in the past, but in any case,
alrighty.
We don't really have much to talk about this week, so if this sounds much like a questions and tech news episode, that's what it really is. We're just going to discuss some of the events that Jagex has going on this week and next week, which really don't seem that exciting, but we'll leave that up to you to decide. So, first up is May Day Celebration, which, of course, will be on May 1st.
Yep.
So, what they want you to do is they want you to go to Falador Square like you used to do to sell items on World 43 and 32 to sell your crafting ware. So, I guess go craft stuff and sell it, I guess, on May 1st. I don't exactly know what this has to do with May Day, I don't know. Is that a holiday, or is that... just something people say, or is it actually done?
I guess it's places? A holiday, but I don't know. I don't know anyone who celebrates it.
Yeah.
So have fun, I guess. Don't use the GE for your crafting goods on May 1st.
Also, stealing creation amusement. So they say, what says May more than building a staff out of magical clay and using it to throw a fireball at an unsuspecting opponent? So, Stealing Creation also is being hyped up for this.
Yay!
And they're putting together a crafting XP gain challenge. This is your chance to show all your rivals that you can gain the most crafting XP on May 1st. Just make sure you sign up here, which can be found in the update show notes at update.rsbnb.com. You know, maybe they're foreshadowing something here. Crafting? Stealing Creation? Maybe there's something coming... in relation to crafting in May.
Could be. I wouldn't read into it, but... well, it is Jagex, so... eh.
Yeah, you know, it's just something that we do here, but really, I don't know what they could do to crafting. It would have to be something monumental more so than the Artisan's Guild tried to be for the smithing update, because, well... crafting is in the same situation as smithing, if not worse, because there's less that you can actually do with the skill right now, so.
Yep.
Wow, an urn update in February. Oh my. So.
An urn update?
Yeah, Ernie's egregious urns. You didn't listen to that episode?
No.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Also next week, between the 2nd and 8th of May, Dungeoneering Week, to celebrate the first year of Dungeoneering.
Hooray. Yeah, the skill that's not really a skill.
Yeah. So, I don't know, but they're going to be holding a Q&A for the Dungeoneering designer and all that other kind of good stuff. To maybe, I don't know, maybe somebody will actually get a question in and ask, like, you know, Dungeoneering doesn't really feel like a skill. What are we doing to fix this? I don't know, I should send something like that in. That'll take place on May 4th, so keep an eye on the Dungeoneering Week.
Dungeoneering skilling classes. So if you don't know you don't know how to do something, go to a class, figure it out.
Yeah, which in itself is something that's completely useless, because, you know, these skills in Dungeoneering, yes, they can net you XP, but what's the point of doing them if you're in there to just get Dungeoneering XP? You know, most people who do Dungeoneering do it to get Dungeoneering XP and Chaotic Weapons. Most people who do it beyond a reasonable level will do it for that reason.
Yep.
I don't know anybody who has gotten 99 or went to any major milestone training in Dungeoneering. Yes, they did that on the first day, but when there was that glitch where you could craft 100 nature runes or something at a time, but not anymore.
Yeah, you got crazy experience instead of nothing now.
Yeah, you know,
tenth of EXP.
That's the thing. Make it useful, but it's not a skill because it's only got the resource dungeons. We're like, it just feels the same as it did when it first came out way back when. So it's no point in beating a dead horse.
Exactly.
And weekend dungeoneering fun, which is, well, not this weekend, but next weekend, May 7th, starting at 10:30 a.m. BST, all the way through 11:59 p.m. on Sunday on the 8th. So I guess it's going to be a setup dungeoneering event where if you want to go dungeoneering with Jagex and people who are of a similar mind, you can go there if you already don't have a world that you do it on or groups that you can do it on. So you know, they say everybody can meet in the friends chat, activity chat, or dungeon week. You know, I'm wondering with these if Jagex has actually got people to create accounts for this and not account share.
Yeah, I don't even deal with that.
Yep, so if you're interested in dungeoneering at all, maybe this is something for you. I know personally I will not be attending one of these. Well, maybe a class, but we'll see. I don't know what kind of a class I would want to attend, but maybe I could learn how to go farming and dungeoneering and apply that to the real world.
Intro to dungeoneering. Why this is a skill?
Yeah, that's the question I want everybody to ask.
It won't get answered.
Yeah. So if you're listening to this before the 4th, I think it was, ask a question. Why is dungeoneering a skill? What's dungeoneering going to be? What's dungeoneering going to have done to it to make it more relevant in the real world? What's going to make it feel like a skill, like fishing or fletching or herb lore? Because, you know, it doesn't feel like that. It feels like an activity still.
Yep.
So if you're in that same boat and you feel like that, send in a question like that, and maybe we'll get some of those questions answered. I hope so, but probably not, seeing as Jagex really thought dungeoneering was a triumph.
Yeah.
Anyways, moving on, guaranteed content poll part 4 of the Boss Rematch series. Now, have you been voting in these?
I haven't. I did just vote in this one,
okay,
though. Okay. Basically, took a quick look through.
This is this. They don't say what this is going to be for, but you're just choosing which quest monster you would like to visit. They don't say how it's going to be used. So this week we do actually have a winner, unlike two of the past polls, so that's good. The Evil Chicken from Recipe for Disaster is winning this one with 22% of the vote, followed by No Thank You at 15%.
Well, you can't please everybody.
Yeah, I think I voted for Arav from The Curse of Arav in this one.
I don't remember. I wish they would highlight what you voted for. Like, you voted for
this
one.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I think I voted for Damis, number 2 from Desert Treasure, but I'm not positive on that one.
I forget which one he was. What diamond was he?
I have no idea. I just voted for him because I remember Desert Treasure was actually not terrible at the level I was at. I think I only died once, and that was up at the the ice one.
Yeah, that's where Pika died when we did the quest.
I had lag issue. Or no, I didn't actually die. I ring of lifed, but it was not fun. My friend told me to go up there with something that was really stupid. I can't remember what exactly it was, but wrong spell, basically, and learn the lesson on that one.
Okay.
Anyway.
I don't know if there's anything else on that except telling you guys to go vote if the polling is still open by the time you're hearing this, because they're really unpredictable with
when
the polling
close
times on these. Yeah, so Well, that's all we got for RuneScape updates this week, so I had initially thought we were going to actually see some kind of ceremony putting game for the King Black Dragon Kalphite Queen wedding, but I guess not.
Ha!
We just got the ceremonial mug and the confetti and the fireworks from last week, so I don't know. That was kind of a bit of a letdown from in RuneScape, I think. I was hoping they would do something bigger.
Yeah, well, they are a UK-based company, but I guess they're not showing the love.
Well, I think they are. They sent out a tweet just as they were, just as the ceremonial finished, and then they tweeted a whole bunch of royal facts this week. So,
tweeting doesn't count. At least not when you're a gaming company.
They tweeted, let's see. Jagex would like to send their best to Prince William and Catherine Middleton. We will be tweeting interesting royal facts throughout the day.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Customizable t-shirts have been added and royal wedding themed mug with the King Black Dragon and Kalfite Queen on it in the Jagex store.
Wow. Well, might as well, I suppose.
Yeah, you know, I guess if you're really that fun or that interested in RuneScape and pretending you're a RuneScape person, this would be something to buy, but I don't know if I would spend £12 on a mug.
Well, maybe, but not for RuneScape. Maybe for a Star Trek mug, huh?
Oh yeah, that would count.
Oh yeah.
So anyway, so that'll be that. We're done with that for this section. So we're going to move straight on to questions now. Just a reminder to everybody asking questions, please do read the questions topic when you ask your questions. Just because one person was the host last week doesn't mean the same person is going to be the host this week. And unfortunately, if you get the person's names wrong as to who you're asking the question to, your question will not be taken. Keep that in mind for next week.
And if you're submitting something that pertains to yourself in RuneScape, make sure your name gets sent in, your RuneScape name gets sent in, so we actually know what you're talking about.
Yes, so this first audio question is from Kill1988.
Hey, RSPMB, it's Kill1988, and I just recently got 99 attack, and I'm now looking for ways to make money. I was thinking fishing, but I just wanted to know if you knew any other good money makers with my stats. Thanks, and keep up the great podcast.
I tried to look up your stats using the name Kill1988, but I was not able to find anything in various forms of that, so I'm not quite sure what your stats are at the moment. But I guess we'll just attack this from a general point of view and say that, yeah, fishing is a good moneymaker, especially when it comes to rocktails.
Mm-hmm.
Aside
Pretty
from
much
that,
anything you'll get money. I mean,
yeah, any resource gathering you'll make money from. It's just a matter of how quick. So,
that is true.
But my favorite is herb farming. It's not quick, but it's easy to do, and you
can actually combine that with other skills. So.
Yes. So if you decide you don't want the money, you can just put your herbs into herb lore and do herb lore instead. Another method I like is the Miscellanea Kingdom, which you should do both quests for. And aside from that, I just have to say GE flipping, and now Paul's going to chime in with his answer.
I definitely do the kingdom. It's stupid easy money. You have to be an idiot to not make money on it. And by that, I mean you either don't invest in the right things, which I don't even think you can do, or you just don't do it at all. It just is easy money. You just check it every 2 days, or you can actually go longer. I did it every 2 days, and you make your money every day. It's not a problem. Besides that, if you want a skill, I'd definitely suggest Slayer, not because I've got 99 in it, but doesn't hurt. But it does make you quite a bit of money, as long as you don't die or cannon every single thing you do.
Well, that's not an issue anymore, because you get to choose which items you keep on death now.
What? Freaking Jagex, what the
heck
is
this? That was last week's update.
Really? Come on. Make it easy on people, jeez. Are you shitting me or what?
No, that's serious.
Come on, that's horrible.
The only time you don't is if you're in the wilderness.
Ah, jeez.
And you even get to choose where you respawn now on death.
You can respawn anywhere?
Yeah, like any major city that you've last passed through, or the ones you unlock through quests.
That's interesting. That's at least useful, but and that doesn't. It's not overly crazy in terms of game mechanic changes. Choosing what you keep on death, seriously? Come on! That's...
And items like coins, like stackable coins like that, you'll keep all your coins now, too.
Guaranteed?
Yep.
What?
Okay, back to the question,
But yes, Slayer, you're gonna make money. Fishing, woodcutting, etc., you're going to make money, just like Shane said. I'd definitely do the farming as you're doing something else. Just herb farm something, you're going to make money on that, and then do something else. You don't need to sit there. But I would definitely suggest Slayer if you're already doing combat. You'll get your combat up higher, and you're going to get your money. So, my 2 cents along with Shane's.
There you go. Next question.
This is a question from Ben. To all hosts, what did you think of Portal 2? To all hosts that didn't play Portal 2, why? In my extremely bad Earth voice. So, Shane, you've played Portal 2.
Yeah, I've played the co-op part of it. I have yet to start on the single player, but based on... I played the original Portal, and based on that, as the reason I got the Portal 2, so I quite liked the co-op part of it. It was a nice bit of humor there between GLaDOS and your two and the two robots doing the testing. So that was nice and fun, and adds in a whole new few types of game mechanics too. So it was nice to see. So I will be playing the single player sometime soon. I don't know what time. I need to first map out what needs to be finished, because right now I'm kind of in overdrive mode, finishing other stuff rather than focusing on things that really should be being done.
So for the co-op, do you each get one portal, I assume?
No, you get the same thing, two. You both get two. So you can have up to four in the thing at the same time.
That's useful.
Yeah. So it really opens up the possibilities.
Yeah.
So why didn't you play it?
A, finals are right now, and B, I don't want to spend $50 for a game. So
yeah,
I'm going to wait till the sale around Christmas, and I'll snag it for 15 or so.
But the thing is, it was 40 for me. So if you split that into the single player and the multiplayer, that's $20 a piece, which is fine. And I'd say it was definitely worth $20. So,
but I split it into 40 for the game. So
yeah, but there's the co-op and single player part of it too. So it's really 20 and 20, cuz you're getting two different Portal games, cuz they're different. The co-op is different from the single.
Yeah, but my wallet says it's 40. So
but it's 20 for two games, so 20 times 2 is 40.
I'll just wait. It sounds amazing, but I'm going to wait till the sale. I'm cheap.
Okay.
What can I say?
That's good. Yeah. You know, yeah, that's the best way to become rich.
Well, keep the money. Anyway.
Next question would be from Knack. Hello, Shane and Paulina. If you could bring 5 historical figures to a dinner party, dead or alive, who would it be, and what would be one question you would ask them? Mine are Jack the Ripper, Attila the Hun, Richard Ramirez, Jeffrey Dahmer, and Christopher Eccleston. Never heard of that guy.
No.
Or Richard Ramirez.
Yeah, no.
I would ask them why they did what they did to make themselves famous.
Interesting group of people, namely Jack the Ripper, Attila the Hun, and Jeffrey Dahmer. not sure who the other two guys
Attila
are.
I think it's not real.
Who am I thinking of then? Genghis Khan, I believe. Yeah. Well, at any rate, interesting group. You have five? I've got, like, two.
Okay.
Ben Franklin, I think, would be interesting. And Nikola Tesla.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
Probably, but those are two for now.
Okay.
Supposing Tesla speaks English. I don't know if he does or not. It would be good if I could speak the same language as the people I'm bringing back.
Yeah, but, that's true.
Just saying.
Benjamin Franklin, he was also U.S. president, right?
Nope, never was a president. Okay, never was a president.
Okay, well, who am I thinking of then?
Thomas Jefferson, perhaps?
Maybe, I don't know.
He did also inventions, but not Ben Franklin.
Okay.
Old Ben's on the $100 bill, among other advancements that he did, but he's actually, I don't know if he's the only president that is, or the only non-president that is on a U.S. currency.
Okay, that's probably why I thought that.
Yeah.
Anyways, I would bring Margaret Thatcher, Ronald Reagan, Roger Douglas, Adolf Hitler, and George W. Bush.
Hitler would be an interesting one.
Yeah. Roger Douglas, Margaret Thatcher, and Ronald Reagan, because they both had the same kind of perspective on the economy, supply-side economics, which is really interesting, and if implemented properly, can work. So I'd like to ask them about why their different things did not work. Well, Thatcher's and Roger's did, but not Reagan's. So, and as for Hitler and Bush, I would just like to probe into their minds as to why they did what they did. Mainly, why Hitler became such a psychopath, and and why George Bush's perception changed, and if he had any regrets about that.
That's interesting. Yeah, Hitler would be interesting. If you could only bring them back to talk to them, and you couldn't just like punch them in the face. Like, I know for a fact I've never punched anybody, let alone in the face. But Hitler, I would definitely make an exception for. But I would like to know some factoids about him.
He was a very apparently an accomplished artist.
Yeah, if he would have been accepted to art school, would have been an entirely different history, I'm sure. Darn you, art school that denied Hitler. Alas.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Knack, unless you're done with that one, Paul.
Yeah, there's probably other ones, but there's two, potentially a third one. Question from Dills Noob, I believe. Sorry that I sent in a question already to Shane. I couldn't figure out it now, but I couldn't figure it out, but now I have. Whatever. I am free to play. I need to level up my runecrafting. Any recommendations? Also, I only have 2.6 mil. Any recommendations for this? I assume he wants to get money. We'll have some new advice. If you could pick any RuneScape quest to remove, which one would it be and why? Also, what was your favorite quest, and which would you like to see a sequel to? Thanks for reading, Dills Noob. So, let's start at the beginning. Free-to-play needs to level up runecrafting.
You really don't have much choice if you're free-to-play.
No.
And you are going to take a loss.
What's the best you can do? Like, fires?
The best you can do is, what's the one below Chaos? Maybe it's Chaos.
Body
I don't know. I forget.
You can't do Chaos in free-to-play.
Okay. Well,
I'm pretty sure.
The preferred training method for free-to-play is Fire Runes, because they're safe to do and they're close to the dual arena there, so they're easy to get to and whatnot. But, you know, really, there's not much choice besides that, because your next choice up is body runes, but body runes are completely useless in most cases. So you're best off doing fire runes for that. And now comes the point when we say that runecrafting really isn't as profitable as it used to be, seeing as the essence prices have really gone up, decreasing profit margins. Well, at least pure essence. I know Rune Essence itself right now too. Is, yeah, that's about 23 GP that right now.
If the bots are gone, then... Oh, well, if it's 23 GP per, if you wanted to, and you didn't mind getting less experience for the time you put in, you could do air or something, because at least you get your money back.
Yeah, that would be the thing.
You could split it up between fire and air, between XP and money, and you'd get your money back.
Yeah.
Especially... with the doubling and whatnot, that's why I would recommend that. I think that's pretty much all I did in free-to-play was airs and mines.
Yeah, me too.
I got me up too. To 40-something.
See, don't you miss how it used to be like that, you know, where you could go there and just get all those levels so quick and get the sense of accomplishment?
Yeah. I know. I used to put a lot of time into RuneScape and certainly had fun doing it.
Yeah.
Kept coming back for more.
Fire runes, you make two of them at level 35, so if you're level 35, you only get 6 GP then per rune essence, so you're still losing 18 GP there, so. You know, but air runes are 5 GP, and let's say you're still level 35, you would get 4 per, so you'd get 20 GP. You'd lose 3 GP for that, so yeah, Paul's right. If you want to
make 4,
money,
then you'd be making money.
Yeah.
But...
Five,
sorry, yep.
Yeah. So it's really a matter of money or profit. So, but as to, I don't know, he says 2.6 mil, so I'm assuming he just wanted recommendations for the...
Making money in free-to-play?
Yeah.
If
there's
you,
not much choice.
I wouldn't say for runecrafting, but... if you just want to make money in general in free-to-play, besides going and doing flipping on the market, which I wouldn't honestly recommend just because it's... Well, I wouldn't do it personally. But anyway, you could do woodcutting or fishing. That's kind of your staple.
Yeah, that's pretty much all you can do, I think. So
You could... maybe do something else, but honestly, I don't know what you could do. You could maybe mine, but seriously, if you want to have your time be worth something, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Not the low level, if you're free to play. What was the next one? Quest to remove. And then what was your favorite quest?
I don't have any quests that I want to be removed, but I do want to see a sequel to Enlightened Journey. Which is the Captain Picard quest.
Yeah. So the next step, the hot air balloon can take you higher and higher into space, where you have to wear a suit made out of probably wool and various... Oh, and tar, so you can make it airtight. And then you have to have a fish bowl for the helmet, just like you're going underwater. That would be your spacesuit.
There you go.
There you go. Well, that's an interesting one. I don't know what I'd add a sequel to or what I'd remove. A sequel, it'd be kind of nice to have something recipe for disaster-esque. Like the all, like what was it, 10 subquests?
Yeah, that'd be good. I think... There. You know, that was for the 100th quest, I think. So we'll likely not see something of that caliber until we hit 500. Because we're somewhere in the 200s right now. So I don't see much like that happening.
An epic quest.
Yeah, it was. And I liked how it all started out in small pieces and then came together for the big thing, you know?
Yeah. And that was... I don't think Jagex has ever contacted the fan sites like they did for that, making sure that the guides didn't go up until, I think, a week after. Something like that, right?
Yeah, that's completely stupid.
It's kind of stupid, especially given that wikis are out. You can't really stop stuff from going on a wiki or anything else. But I think it was interesting. Mm-hmm. I think I did probably 80% of that quest without a guide.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. They're simple.
Yeah.
True.
I don't know what I'd remove, honestly. Had still had some to do before I quit, and I probably would remove a couple of those. So, if you can figure out what I didn't do, pick one of those.
Alrighty, that was from Dill's Noob. Dill's Noob.
Thank you again.
Next one?
Would be for you.
Alright, okay. Hi, Shane and crew. I've been playing Elder Scrolls Oblivion like crazy for the past 2 weeks, and I really like the architecture in the game. And I would like to live in a house in those fashion, which lead me to ask, which RuneScape building would you like to be built in real life and live in? Modern utilities included. You can have one RuneScape-related decoration. What would it be? A suit of standing armor, a guard of gnomes that look like the gnomes in RuneScape. That's all. Morumska. Oh, yeah. What we'd like his name pronounced as Morumska, which I think I just did.
Oh. There you go. Any awesome buildings you'd like?
I'm thinking, you know, I've always liked the Western lands out there. Maybe, like the elf-style buildings or something. I think that would be nice. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you can't think of living yourself in the city. You have to think of living actually in the game. And I think if I had to live anywhere in the game, that's where I would choose to live. So let's just go with that.
If I could pick my house, I would definitely do that. It's customized and whatnot. If I couldn't do the house, I probably Varrock Castle.
Okay.
That's a building. Okay. And then for decoration, a stack of money. Stack of gold coins. In real life, that stuff's worth money.
Yeah, it's what, $1,500 an ounce now.
That'd be great if I could transfer some of that nice chunk of dough I've still got in game.
Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it? But that's illegal. So
if each gold coin was one real life gold coin, I would not be many things right now.
Anyway. Oh, what would I transfer? You know, I honestly don't know. Pass.
Okay. Thanks again, Morumska. Hello, Shane and Paul. I have a RuneScape question this week and another hockey question. First off, is it better in your opinion to use 2 super compost on yew trees or pay the farmer cactus spines because those are very expensive? Also, I watched Vancouver's hockey game earlier this week and am going to watch their game against the Predators soon, even though it is very, very early in the morning here. I just want to know how many series there are until the championship game. I feel like I have made several English error in this, but I must go watch the game, so I'm very sorry. Oh, and you said, Schalke? Right?
Schalke.
Okay, they're a football team from my home city in Gleckschirken. Chez the German. Ooh. I'm sorry for butchering anything I pronounced. Just
you even butchered your own language there.
Yeah, I try. No, your English was quite good. It was only very...
And I'd say that Gelsenkirchen or something. Gelsenkirchen. Something
sure.
Like that, maybe.
I'll
and
take
Chez, the German. Yeah.
All right, so 2 super
definitely,
compost on use.
Definitely pay the farmer, because, you know, with yew seeds costing so much, you don't want to be wasting those. Definitely pay the farmer. If you're going to be doing trees, you should always be doing the trees that you can afford to do. So if you're not able to afford the full cactus spine treatment for them, you should probably go down to maples, because a yew seed in itself is expensive, and you don't want to be wasting those. Like if you're going to waste 70k, you might as well just go down to the maple seeds, because, you know, it's like playing the lottery. You don't know what's going to be planted successfully and which is going to die. So always protect, and if not, if you can't afford that, then just go down to the next lowest one.
I could probably make a sexual joke there, but I don't really know how to spin that. But for cactus spines, just plant a cactus, harvest those cactus spines whenever you're in the area, and you'll it works out, especially if you're on a decent bit.
Yes. You get three per harvest, and, you know, if you're if you're just doing regular stuff, you could work those into your farming runs and whatnot, and then sell those for extra money, because, as you said, they're worth 6.6K there. So you need 10 of them. So, yeah, 66K. So at that point, if you can't afford that, you should probably just go down to Maples, because it's not worth putting that much into it unless you're wanting that XP. But as for the NHL playoffs, how those work is in each series, there's four series going to the Stanley Cup at the end. So the first one that Vancouver won was the first series, and now they're into the second series. Then there'll be a third and a fourth after that. And now each of those series goes to seven games, but whoever wins four games first wins. So if Vancouver wins four games in a row, they move on to the next one. Or if there's some other smattering and they win four and the other team wins two in a game six, then that's how it works. Just whoever gets to four first. So
I figure it was probably about that time of the year, because one of my friends is a hardcore Bruins fan, and he was flipping out, apparently, in real life, because they won, and I was hearing the aftermath on Facebook.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah. Good old Greg.
They beat Montreal, one of the two Canadian teams that were in there. So.
Oh, yeah, the Canadiens. That's why it was big. They're big rivals.
Yeah, they are, and they're one of the original six, both of them, so when things go back that far, you know. So.
tradition.
Yep. Because, you know, in the original six, that's all they had.
Yep. Yep.
Anyways, thank you, the chairman.
Thank you.
That's all we got for questions this week. As we said, this week's show is going to be shorter, so not much we can do about that, seeing as there's no RS update this week. But in any case, if you want to send us a question, you can head on over to the forums to do that, which is rsbnb.com/forums, and find the weekly question topic there, which is usually posted by afternoon, Monday, lunchtime. Mm-hmm. Or send us an audio question to questions@rsbnb.com, or phone it in like Kill1 1988 did to 571-572-2632. Which exactly translates to 571-57-BNB, which Paul got for us.
Yay! Google Voice. Good stuff.
Yeah, it really is a great service, and how you can have it forward numbers and all that, and have multiple numbers and turn certain numbers on and off, right, Paul?
And text. Texting is nice.
Yeah, that too. That too.
Transcription and all the wonderful tech stuff. And speaking of tech stuff, it's time for tech news!
Nice transition there.
Yeah, I was playing that one. You want me to list them off?
Yeah, take us through the first one here, because I wasn't much aware of this one. So,
yeah, Amazon EC2 issues and the data loss that followed. Earlier this past week, Amazon had one of their servers down, I believe, in Virginia, which caused many popular websites to be down because they're hosted on Amazon, spread out across everything. One of the ones that I specifically noticed was Reddit. It was down to the point where you couldn't log in anyway. It was up. What? What are you laughing at? Come on. That's not that bad.
It's Reddit.
Yeah. Well, at least they actually have users on, like, Dig. But it
you
was an emergency read-only, huh?
You killed Dig.
I didn't kill Dig. I was never popular on Dig. I've got over 2,000 comment karma, and I've got over, I think it's 700 or 800 link karma, and I haven't even been there a year yet. That's far more than I had on Dig. At any rate, everything seems to be backed up and good, except for the fact that apparently a decent amount of websites lost data permanently. And Amazon, I don't believe, has released what exactly went wrong yet.
So for anybody who doesn't know, EC2 is primarily a cloud-based thing that websites can use to store data and offset some of their storage costs, right?
Yeah. You can run many, many, many things at the same time for a very low price, or have your website hosted everywhere. It stands for Amazon Elastic Compute Cloud. So, scalable.
Wasn't very elastic in this case.
Well, no. I was surprised one data site took out so many places, but... Oops. Apparently, they're giving everyone who lost... or whoever was down during this, they get 10 free days of EC2, which is...
Well, that's good.
Kind of expected, but good stuff. Amazon usually falls through like that. They sent something out late, so they gave me $5 on my account, which was nice.
So if you go to a website and, you know, you end up having a website that doesn't work, you know, maybe it's because they were hosted on EC2, but nothing to fear, probably, because the website you use, they're... people who are on the website will probably get it back up and running soon.
Mm-hmm. Yep, as far as I know, most things are back up and running. And if you haven't been doing backups outside of your main backup on the actual cloud, they're kind of just saying that's too bad for you. It's your own fault.
Was S3 affected with this, or was it just the EC2 computing?
I don't know. I know Netflix is completely on Amazon. And they didn't have any issues. They actually had a backup plan. I thought some S3 was hit, but from what I can understand, the major issues were with EC2.
Because we back up to S3.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd make sure your stuff's still there, but if you haven't found out it's not by now, I think it's probably
right. Yeah, it's probably safe.
Yeah. So.
Alrighty.
Next, we had Sony getting their PlayStation Network trashed, and they have admitted that they have lost user data, everything from your name, telephone number, address, and now your PlayStation account name and password. None of this was hashed, along with your credit card information for at least 2.2 million credit cards. So, that's not good. Thanks, Sony.
What would you, in a PlayStation Sony database, need a credit card for? Is that like if you would have...
For like DLC content?
Okay.
Or if you just buy something instead of... I don't know if you can... I assume... I don't know if they have an Xbox Live-esque...
Like, yeah, they do, but you don't have to pay for it.
Okay. Well, just like the arcade type games, the indie type games.
Okay. Well, so maybe
I don't know.
Yeah, this is quite significant because you know it's Sony, and Sony is one of the biggest companies. You know, this kind of thing happens. You know, you really got to think about what you're putting out there online.
It's incredible they weren't hashing their information at all. I mean, not.
Yeah, well,
I mean, beyond the fact that someone was able to do this. The fact that none of this information was protected in any way whatsoever is really disheartening if you were a Sony consumer.
Yeah, it's concerning. It's concerning. You know, you trust Sony because they're a big company, and they have the name recognition and everything. We trust Google. We trust Microsoft. We trust Yahoo. We trust Facebook. We trust Twitter. But the point is, this thing could happen to any one of them.
Mm-hmm.
This could happen to any one of them. So, you know, if you're really going to be this paranoid about something, maybe you ought to just unplug entirely. This is what I was saying. This is a good thing for the cloud because it proves it can happen to anyone. And if it can happen to anyone, that means they're all vulnerable. So that must mean, you know, if we're willing to move past this little potential risk, doesn't that mean the cloud should then take off?
Yeah. It's not going to be forgotten and...
Yeah, and, you know, like, it's just something you deal with, and
I don't think it's... I didn't actually read the article, but apparently there was a news article that came out on the last day that was saying that PlayStation PSN users aren't really leaving in droves. They're kind of dealing with it, which is... really surprising, considering if you had a credit card.
Well, yeah, it's your game console, and it's practically something you need if you have a PlayStation to play online. I mean, who's going to spend
if you do
invest this
online,
money?
Yeah,
who's going to invest the money into a game console and then leave, you know? Like, if you have 10-plus games at $70 a piece, that's yep. $700 in games plus the $300, $400 worth of console stuff. So you're not going to leave that investment.
Which is really a shame, because if this were to happen to, well, anything but except for a console, I guess, people would not be still there. If this was a, I don't know, if this was something easily replaceable, I don't know what that would necessarily be. If it was a banking site, certainly you wouldn't go back to the bank.
Yeah, that's true. So, you know,
but, yeah.
It happens, but it just goes to say that, you know, this is another reason why I think it's a good thing to either have a separate credit card with a lower limit on it than your main one, or just use PayPal online. Like, pretty much everywhere accepts PayPal now. So you might as well just use PayPal.
They have their own issues for some things. I haven't had any personally, but I've heard very, very scary horror stories.
Yeah, I haven't had any problems, or neither has anyone here had any problems.
Ideally, if you could have a credit card, a temporary credit card, not many people are doing those anymore, but if you get one of those that say, I want to buy something worth $25, so you get you do something online that gives you a $25 credit card number, you enter it in, $25 gets charged, and if it ever tries to get used again, doesn't work. You're not owing anything because it's spent, used, no longer valid.
Yeah, and that's pretty much the way it is. So is PSN still down?
I don't know. I heard it was still down. They're apparently rebuilding it from scratch, which is kind of good, but really sad that it had to come to that. So I don't know anyone with the PS3s. Yeah.
Which is weird, because, you know, the PS3 is the superior piece of hardware compared to the Xbox.
They just don't have the games, which is the...
Yeah. But in any case, if you're on PS3, PSN, and you bought those Modern Warfare 2 maps or Black Ops maps, you might want to tell your parents that their credit card number is out and about.
Yeah, seriously. People are getting charged. I just read earlier that some guy from America got charged $2,000 somewhere in Germany. You might want to keep an eye on your credit cards. Just saying.
Yep. Alrighty.
And last in tech news, SETI loses funding and the radio telescopes they have are now dormant. SETI, which is the... extraterrestrial radio signals out there in the universe. And they've lost government and private funding, so they're kind of doing so much right now.
Yeah, that's really too bad, because how are we gonna ever make first contact without that?
Yeah, well, hopefully... Well, so many scientists, most notably, I think it was Hawking, said that we don't want to make contact because likely, you know, they're going to be far more advanced than us. And
to travel through space, right? So
travel through space from wherever the heck they are, which is likely not anywhere near us. We're going to be very insignificant and will likely not be worthy of their attention, as it were. So, but at any rate, it's down. If we were to happen to find something and this is down, that's really a shame. But
is the SETI at home thing you can donate cycles to still running, or does that need the satellites?
I would assume it needs the satellites or the telescopes, but or satellites too. Whatever. Either way, you need data for that to be able to be used. So I don't know if they still have a backlog that you can still use or not. If they do, that'd be great, but bit of a shame.
That's too bad. Oh, well, I think that kind of thing needs to go into the private realm anyways, because, you know, did they lose the private funding or just the government funding?
As far as I know, they don't have enough money to run, so I assume it's enough of both that it kind of put them out of business.
Yeah, well, it says, they've been running for how long, and they haven't found anything, so maybe that's why.
Nothing credible, anyway. It says the Hat Creek facility no longer has the $1.5 million a year needed to operate. So it's not really all too expensive to keep them in operation now that they already have the hardware. But they're not going to get the money, it looks like, unless some very rich person or group of people want to provide the money for this to happen.
Yeah, but I don't think that'll be happening, so that's too bad. But anyways.
Anywho,
that's it for tech news. Okay, so it's the April skill of the month still, which is magic. So, with that being said, let's take a look at this. 46 million XP gained so far. The Lion is still in first place. 10 million XP gained so far.
Darn.
Looks like that's a nice even amount. Doubt he'll be
literally
pitching from
just
that.
10 million.
Yep.
Around the dot.
New Hero, 6.1 million, and Banzai 99 with 4.6 million XP. Those are your top three. And we should probably mention Zilla, who is in fourth place and made a rather quick jump up to number four with 4.4 million XP.
Yeah, he's going to easily make third if Mr. Banzai does not get to work.
Yeah. And also, with this being said, you can sign up for the May skill of the month, which is Herblore. So sign up and
good one.
Burn some money away. This is not a part of the conspiracy, by the way.
Okay, if you say so.
Yeah, because you know, Chief and I came up with that conspiracy where we'll run a string of money make or money sink skill of the months, and then do farming after.
Well, if farming pops up, I don't know.
I know that will look rather suspicious, but you know, there's nothing we can do about that.
Well, okay.
Yes, so that's rsbnb.com/skotm if you want to sign up. And you must be a member of the forums to sign up, and you must be more than a month old.
And you must be active, I believe, right?
Yeah. It's just a post in a forum with post count of the last month or something, I think. I don't even remember what the requirements are for this. All I know is that you must be a month old.
Either way, be active on the forums. It would help everybody. And it will help you. Because you're everybody.
Yes.
So
pick of the week. I'm doing that this week. We had mentioned back in the questions portal 2. I was going to use this as a pick last week, but you know, Chief had a pick last week, so I figured I'd let him do that. So this week mine is Portal 2 because primarily I like games that make people think. I don't like first-person shooters are okay, but I don't like picks that just let people sit around and just shoot things, you know? No, I had a pick last week as well. Okay, I forgot about that. But in any case,
save it. It's all good.
Yeah. So, Portal 2.
Right. Available for all consoles and PC. So,
yes.
If you've got the time and the money, it's a good one to get to try.
Yeah, and if you've never played a game like this before, you should definitely try it. Like, if you're the type of person who plays first-person shooters or those RPG kind of games, give Portal 2 a try. It's different, and it makes you think, which is good for a game, because not many games do that now. There's not many engaging, mind-engaging games, even on stuff like the Wii, so Portal 2 is good in that regard.
Indeed.
So, that's that.
Achievements
of the
week. Gotta have the echoey.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that would go well.
Okay. I'm gonna read through these.
We'll alternate. I'll take the first one.
Alright.
First up, Banzai 99 fire making on April 23rd. Congratulations to you.
Got Alex 43 with 99 attack and 99 strength on April 26th.
Then we got Takeover 2011 with 99 smithing on April 26th as well. Congratulations there.
And Sky Jace with 99 fishing on April 28th. Congratulations. Yay! Got four nice achievements. Well, five. I guess, because of attack and strength.
Yeah, so congratulations to everybody. This is one of the first weeks in a while that we've had more than two or three, and that's always nice having multiple 99s like that.
My cat must be excited because he just came up, so congratulations, you four. My cat now pays attention. Like, he just wants catnip, but at any rate, he's up here.
Okay. So maybe he's interested in fishing.
No, he's definitely scratched at the drawer with my catnip, so...
Okay.
Gonna go with catnip. So that's kind of herbivore, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, I guess. Or has he ever started any fires?
I hope not. I hope he doesn't start. That would be a very, very bad day.
Definitely not smithing, and I don't know how a cat would have 99 attack.
And seriously, get off there! He's being a little turd.
Where was he?
He's on my desk, like scratching my. It's a wood desk, and he's just scratching the heck out of it. He's trying to make stuff fall off. My desk is not exactly... Oh, can you hear him purring?
Yeah, yeah. Hello.
Yeah. You're on a podcast. How about that? Don't bother me right now. There you go.
See, if only you had video going, that would be interesting.
Yeah. I was, like, looking around, like, I don't know what to do. So, sorry, a little interruption.
What have you been doing?
It's end of school, so... wrapping up some projects, quizzes, exams, speeches. Yep. Pretty much.
You like public speaking?
Yep. I'm going to actually be speaking on this coming Wednesday on why you should have access to your computer from anywhere you are.
Oh, that's good. Didn't you do an article on that before at some point?
I don't know if I try to convince people to do it. I just told them how to.
Okay. So
I have to do a persuasive speech, and this will be... I'll be trying to convince people to set up a... either TeamView or VNC, somewhere around there. And if you are curious about this right now, as Shane mentioned, look at the old Informer articles that I did. I have several relating to this. And many more. So Shane, what have you been up to?
Well, this week's been primarily, as I mentioned in the pick, in terms of gaming, Portal 2, and a bit of mining on RuneScape, which, mining, it's really not my thing, but I guess I should be going for 85, but I'd much rather be doing something else. Like, I always tell myself I should be doing Slayer or something, but, you know, Slayer doesn't really, last time I tried it, it didn't really appeal to me. Because, you know, you get these tasks, and you get these tasks that are supposed to be good, but they never drop anything good, and the clues are always crap. So,
you gotta have something in the background going on with Slayer. That's what I was
I think even with mining, too, you know? So.
Yeah. I know, I guess I've been doing mining, too, just not in this game.
Oh, really?
Minecraft.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a lot of money.
Alrighty.
Yes.
And aside from gaming, in terms of coding, I can't talk about any of this, but let's just say progress is being made, and we're heading towards the point in which the thing starts to get interesting, and like what I'm working on is feature complete right now. It's just rounding out the little things to make it more usable, and, you know...
It's big stuff, people. You need to be praise and shame pretty soon.
Mesh things together to make it seamless. Let's just say that.
Yeah. Well, spend the time you don't have to spend it later. It'll be worth
it. Yeah, that's what I keep telling myself. That's what I keep telling myself. But I can't be doing this forever, you know? There's got to be a point where you just say stop.
Just
which
don't
I've done with
dig.
Everything else on it before.
Just do not pull a dig, whatever you do. Do not pull a dig. Yes.
Alrighty, well, I think that's it for this week, so.
Yep, sounds good.
Alrighty, so Paul is done, so it's been RSBNB Update 306, and thanks for listening, and we will be back next week with another episode that hopefully has interesting RuneScape updates. Goodbye, everyone.
Yes. Thanks, folks. Bye.